If you'll take your hymnals and turn to page 191, Song of Praise, Jesus Loves Me. Take your Bibles at this time and turn to Matthew 27th chapter, verses 28. This is the fifth Sunday of Lent. The symbol for this Sunday is a crown of thorns. Our Lenten collage bears symbols of events in the life of Jesus during Holy Week. First, the palm branches and the triumphant entry he had into the city of Jerusalem. Then the money bag and the betrayal by a trusted friend, the basin and towel representing his service and concern for others, and finally the grapes and wheat symbolizing his continuing presence with us. This fifth Sunday of Lent, we think of the Jewish authorities seeking Jesus' crucifixion and the Roman leader Pilate submitting to their wishes and to his desire to have this man out of the way. Jesus was led away by the soldiers who made a crown of thorns and placed it on his head, proclaiming him King of the Jews. They could not believe this humble man to be the Christ. By not taking Jesus seriously, we still hurt him today. We find it hard to accept the good news and to become part of his kingdom here and now. We find it easier to wait until tomorrow. We have our own things to do today. We want to believe, yet we are still troubled by our unbelief. We now place a crown of thorns on our living collage, which is on the altar. The scripture lesson going along with this is Matthew 27, verses 28 through 31. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe upon him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat upon him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord God, we would raise our humble prayer this day asking for forgiveness as we find it easier to put off doing that which you have called us to do today. May we move forward in accepting your call to commitment today. In Jesus' name, amen.